In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In addition to the Mass, which is the most effective prayer, spiritual baptism is becoming increasingly popular in charismatic groups as a form of post-mortem baptism of desire in order to free them from the temporary state of limbo. Some authors justify this practice, citing 1 Corinthians 15:29, as we have already noted. Spiritual baptism is a symbolic baptism, in faith and spirit, as some say. We call it spiritual because it is not a true sacrament in the strict sense, even if we have before us the body of the dead child, which is the ideal manner. This baptism can be done, symbolically pouring holy water in the place where we are, imagining that we do it on the child's head, giving a name, and saying the words of baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This spiritual baptism would be a vicarious baptism of desire. A baptism of desire done by others on behalf of the child. It would be a baptism of love. The priest Reverend Andrea D'Asanio, in the book The Baptism of Unborn Children, says, admitting that these children are in limbo, as we believe, and assuming that limbo can be compared to purgatory, without the penalties that are there, the conclusion would be that they cannot do anything for themselves, and that they have need for the help of the Church. But while the Church teaches us how to help the brothers in purgatory with our offerings, masses, penances, alms, it does not tell us anything to help the little brothers in limbo, whose only fault is not being baptized. Therefore, based on what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:29, considering that the Church is father and mother and wants the salvation of all, bearing in mind that the Church has the power to act on spirits, even when they have been liberated from the body, knowing that baptism is a sacrament that we can all administer in the faith of the Church, each one of us can apply their wish of baptism in favor of these children who died without baptism, as the first Christians did for their deceased, according to St. Paul. That is why we recommend this merciful practice of baptizing these children spiritually. For this, we do the following. Recite a creed, take holy water and pour it in all directions, saying, all of you who have been born dead or who have been murdered in the maternal womb, so that in Jesus Christ you may come to possess eternal life, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and ask the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary to bring you to the Father. It ends with an Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory be. Mary, welcome them into your maternal womb to purify them and offer them to the Father. Thank you, sweet Virgin Mary. Spiritual adoption. A practical way that could help and save these children who died without baptism would be to adopt them spiritually as children. It does not matter that they are not from our own family. We are all children of the same God, and we are brothers in Christ. Therefore, adopting them would mean loving and helping them as spiritual children for eternity. A mother and father of the earth must take care of their children and give them everything that helps them to be more and better as people, so that they can be happy in the best sense of the word. Spiritual parents should also worry about making them happy if they are not, because they are in limbo. You must pray for them. Who do I pray for? If you do not know specific cases of abortions or losses, you can pray in general for all children who are in limbo, or who are aborted that same day, or for all deceased children of a certain family who may still be in limbo. God will know to whom your prayers apply. Let's not say that this is only for religious. We must all love others and not only our own family. We must love without borders and with a full heart to make others happy. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta spoke about praying for children in danger of being aborted and adopting them spiritually to achieve their salvation. She posted a prayer to be prayed for these unborn children. Heavenly Father, you have created men in your own image, and you do not want even the smallest of us to perish. For love, you entrusted your own Son to the Virgin Mary. Now, trusting in your love, we ask you to protect the little ones to be born from all evil, to whom you have given life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.